Gospel Contemplation for the 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's scripture is from the 15th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew. The music is Flow My Tears by John Dowland, recorded by John Sayles for the public domain. If you're unfamiliar with Ignatian contemplation, you can find an introduction on the contemplation webpage. As a reminder, if at any point during the guided prayer you feel like you want to stay where you are, turn the audio off and do that. You can always turn it back on when you're ready to move on or simply continue praying where you feel drawn. And if you get distracted during the contemplation, gently return yourself to the scene. A note about the background of this scripture, the context. The region of Tyre and Sidon is north of the Sea of Galilee, where we last saw Jesus. The city of Tyre is about 25 miles north, and Sidon is about 50 miles north along the Mediterranean shore. It is a Gentile territory. Jesus is not at home here, the way he is on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. It is, however, the home of the Canaanite woman, and somehow she has heard of this foreigner and recognizes him for who he is and what he can do. Jesus and the woman engage in a type of verbal sparring that might not be familiar or comfortable to us, depending on the image we have of Jesus. However, this type of back and forth seems very familiar to Jesus and was likely part of his culture. I invite you to quiet your body and mind. Choose a position where you can be relaxed but alert. Breathe deeply several times and let your body relax. Breathe out any worries or stressful thoughts and put them in God's hands. Become aware of God's presence here with you now, looking at you with love. And ask God for whatever it is you might need in this time of prayer. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. Arriving in the region of Tyre and Sidon, Jesus has walked a long way. Can you see him and the disciples walking on the road? Are they in a town or in the countryside? What is the day like? Is it warm or cool? Is the sky clear or cloudy? Place yourself there with the disciples or perhaps along the road. Where are you in this scene? Notice everything around you that you can see, hear, taste, smell, and feel. Suddenly, from behind you comes a cry. "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." You look at Jesus, but he does not respond. The woman continues to call out. A few disciples go to Jesus, finally, and urge him to send her away. And when he doesn't, she kneels before him in homage and begs for help. Listen and watch as they go back and forth, as he bats away her plea in what might be a teasing but assertive manner. Pay attention to how this conversation affects you. Finally, the Canaanite woman wins the debate. Has this ever happened before? Jesus seems delighted and grants her request, praising her faith. How are you moved by this interaction? Is there something you'd like to request of Jesus? A bold desire that requires some daring on your part to voice? Or perhaps you are more affected by Jesus' willingness to be convinced to think differently. However this conversation has touched you, spend a few moments with that, interacting as you like with the people in this scene. And now, take some time to talk with Jesus about what you have felt and experienced. Talk with him as a friend, sharing and listening. And when you are ready, close with a favorite prayer.